News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Gardaí investigating the suspected murder of Fiona Pender conducted a search in Laois overnight in a bid to find her remains. Garrod Keegan, deputy editor of the Tullamore Tribune, joins us. Garrod, when we spoke to you a couple of days ago, the search was taking place a few miles outside Tullamore. It's now moved to Laois. Tell us the background here, please.
Yeah, they began a search in a area of bog called Greig, a townland near Killy, which is about 4 or 5 miles beyond Tullamore, on Monday morning. The Gardaí concluded that search on Tuesday evening. They said this for operational reasons. They weren't going to make the results public. My understanding is that nothing was found there which would lead to the discovery of Fiona Pender's remains. She's been missing for nearly 29 years. And then Wednesday morning, Gardaí said that they were beginning a new search in the Slieve Bloom Mountains, just across the county boundary in County Laois. It's not that far from Killy Village. The search is taking place near Clonasleigh Village, 4 or 5 kilometres up the Slieve Bloom Hills, at a location which is surrounded by fairly tight security. There's a roadblock effectively at an estate called Hillside View in Clonasleigh, and access to traffic is for local people only, or residents. This is actually the third search in the Slieve Blooms. There was one back in 2008, and there was another in 2014, and there's another one now. The one in 2008 was actually quite close to where the one taking place today is. The one in 2008 was a place called Manic New, and interestingly, it was based on discovery of a cross which was hammered into the ground up in the Slieve Bloom Mountains.
Yes.
And that cross actually said that this is the burial place of Fiona Pender, who was murdered in 1996, but nothing was found there either. And then in 2014, in a different part of the Slieve Blooms, slightly east of, well, a couple of kilometres east of where they're searching this week, there was another search on the basis of information from a woman living in a foreign jurisdiction who apparently was linked to a man who had been questioned back in 1997 in relation to Fiona's disappearance.
Just very finally, presumably Gardaí are acting on the basis of intelligence they've received. Do we know anything about that at this stage?
No, we don't know. All we do know is that they're acting on information. Now, whether this is old information and they're, so to speak, going back over ground previously done, or whether they're following a definite line and they do think that they're going to get somewhere on this occasion, I'm not sure that the first search, I never got a sense that the first search was going to yield anything very significant. I think it might be these new searches might be linked to the fact that there's that was reclassified as a murder investigation.
Okay.
They are going over previous information they had, and certainly the first site has been ruled out as one which would be important going forward. But we'll wait and see. Obviously, people in the community around Tullamore are hoping that something will be.
Of course. Garrod Keegan, deputy editor of the Tullamore Tribune, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.